Philip Sample Pierre, FAD student here. Today's date is 01-2020-25. Dictation is for Keith Howe. Howe spells H-O-W-E. Keith spells K-E-I-T-H. Date of birth is 09-28-1960. This is a <coughs> 64-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Patient stated he was here recently and had on 1/17/2025, he had labs drawn and ultrasounds there to review his results period. He indicated also that he'll be traveling overseas where he will be doing some mountain climbing and will be flying and is requesting some prophylaxis for mountain sickness and for flight phobia period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical examination is alert-oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 168/95. Pulse 18. Respiration. Pulse 78, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, HEANT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate of correction, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion, bears weight well with no anatomic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and three cranial nerve system is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is flight phobia. Number two is mountain sickness prophylaxis. Number three is hypercholesterolemia. Number four is cholelithiasis. Next paragraph. Patient's labs were reviewed. Labs reveal elevated cholesterol. Patient and I had a discussion about this cholesterol and lifestyle management or changes that he can make to assist lowering the cholesterol. Also, he was offered medication, which he declined. He said he does not like to take medication and does not want to take medication. Said he will do lifestyle management. And in 3 months, when we check his labs, if it just continues to go up, he will decide whether he wants medication or not, period. Next paragraph, patient was offered a consult to general surgery for renal stones, which is seen on ultrasound. Correction, gallstone, which is seen on ultrasound. He asked many questions about how it's treated, including if his gallbladder has to be removed. He was advised that it has to be. I am not aware of procedure that just take the stones out and leave the gallbladder intact. He said, quote, I do not want my gallbladder to be removed. Right now the stones are not bothering me, so I will wait, close quote. And the patient was given the following medication. Ativan, 1 milligram, 1 PO prior to flight. Number 5. Next medication, acetylzolamide. 1 PO BID, start the day before he climbs. Continue and DC 3 days after ascent or reaching the peak of his flight destination or his climbing destination. Next medication is Zofran, 4 milligram ODT, 1 SL, TID, PRN for nausea / vomiting. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.